5.7, which is on pages 81 to 100, and that is the application at 15 Pendrick Terrace, Bonnyrigg. It was the subject of a site visit yesterday and is going to be dealt with by way of the written submissions. Peter, all over to you.
You pretty well said it over there, Chair.
I know that. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, the report relates to reviews submitted regarding an application for the erection of a two-storey extension at 15 Pendrick Terrace, Bonnyrigg. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 26th of June 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out its site visit yesterday, 3rd of September, and as stated, the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available in the electronic case file.
Okay, as I've already said, and Peter alluded to, it was the subject of a site visit yesterday. Questions, comments? Or go straight to what you think. Councillor Mulligan. We defer to the Bonnyrigg member.
Chair, I'm no strong-minded on this, and I'm aware we put in policies there to guide the officers, and I have no doubt in that they've came to their decision based on the policies. I think the problem is a lot of the policies that we've put in have been after a lot of the extensions and developments within the area have already been carried out. And it's just when I looked at it, Russell McMahon said, thought was when you looked up the way and down the way, there was some that appeared to be larger extensions and certainly some that appeared to be uglier extensions, for want of a better word. So to be quite frank, would I be upset if this was granted consent? No, wouldn't I?
I have to say the one about two doors down where you saw the big square thing jutting out the roof, I have to say that kind of swung me right round to thinking that, well, is this that bad? If it's done in the way that it shows in the plan, it seems to me quite a sympathetic extension. But, I mean, it's just a feel I got for it yesterday. Councillor Muirhead.
As Derek said, I mean, the planners haven't interpreted our policy incorrectly here. I think, but you do sometimes have to put it into the context that the property is sitting in, you know, where these are general policies. We have been on a number of occasions, you know, debating a refusal for a particular policy and standing in the street and seeing almost every property surrounding it was breaking these principles as well, because they had been done well before that was even put in as a policy. So I think you have to take into account the local context. I think I wouldn't have a problem with this application either, and we'd be minded to support the appeal.
Everybody feel that or come into that way? Does that agree? We uphold the appeal and grant the extension. Subject to, of course, should always say that, subject to conditions.
Chair, actually, in the report, there was no proposed conditions because the drawings showed by or submitted by the applicant said that they would do it in materials that corresponded with the existing dwelling house, so there was maybe not necessarily a need for any additional conditions because it was all in the drawings.
Okay. If the officer is satisfied, then so are we. Right, thanks very much for your attendance. Meeting closed.